From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It was close, but Democrats in the House have handed President Obama a victory. By a vote of 220 to 215, the House has approved landmark health care overhaul legislation. Congressman John Dingell of Michigan says the bill will provide coverage to millions of Americans who don't have it.
It provides coverage for 96% of Americans. It offers everyone, regardless of income, age, health status, the peace of mind that comes from knowing that they will have real access to affordable health insurance when they need it.
But House Minority Leader John Boehner said during the hours-long debate Saturday that the Democrats' bill takes the country in the wrong direction.
The American people want two things from health care reform. They want lower cost, and they want more choices. And I think the underlying bill here tonight does exactly the opposite.
The vote turned on a controversial amendment to attract conservative Democrats. The measure would strictly limit coverage of abortions under a new government-run health care plan that would compete with private insurers. The battle now turns to the Senate, which is working on its own version of the bill. Just hours after passage of the health care, rather just minutes after passage of the health care overhaul bill, House lawmakers unanimously approved a resolution honoring the victims of last week's attack at Fort Hood. 13 people died and 30 were wounded. The Army psychiatrist blamed for the shootings remains in intensive care. An Army spokesman says Major Nidal Hassan has been taken off his ventilator, but says he's not sure if he's able to communicate yet. Finance officials from the group of 20 nations are pledging to maintain emergency support for their economies until global recovery is assured. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says that the latest U.S. unemployment numbers show it's still a very tough economic environment.
If we put on the brakes too early, we're going to weaken the economy and the financial system. Unemployment will rise, more businesses will fail, budget deficits will rise, and the ultimate costs of the crisis, economic costs and fiscal costs, will be greater.
Geithner was speaking at the close of the two-day G20 meeting in Scotland. A mare made history at the Breeders' Cup World Championships yesterday. Reporter Brad Tellius explains.
Like a powerful locomotive Zenyatta, the five-year-old mare motored down the Santa Anita stretch in her patented come-from-behind style to overtake runner-up Gio Ponti by a length in the $5 million classic. The 5-2 favorite, who defeated males for the first time in her career, runs her undefeated streak to 14 and races into the history books with one of the best records in the sport's history. And she becomes the only female to win in 26 runnings of America's richest race. Zenyatta's victory now gives some serious competition to Preakness winner Rachel Alexandra for Horse of the Year honors. For NPR News, I'm Brad Tellius in Arcadia.
And you're listening to NPR News. The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Ida now has winds of 90 miles per hour and is expected to pass between Mexico and Cuba today. Its center is expected to remain offshore, but Mexico has issued a hurricane warning for parts of the Yucatan Peninsula as Ida nears a popular resort town of Cancun. The UN Refugee Agency is appealing for nearly $3 million to help more than 300,000 refugees in two camps in Kenya threatened by flooding. The UNHCR says the mainly Somali refugees in Kenya's overcrowded camps need protection from the torrential rains. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The floods come every year, but UN refugee spokesman Andre Mihecic says the government allocates land for the campsite so refugees can't be moved to safer areas without permission from the Kenyan authorities. He says the Dadaab camps are a good example of the dilemma facing the refugees.
Because it was initially planned to hold 90,000 people, and perhaps if it held the original population, the situation would have been different. Perhaps the camp would be smaller and less affected by potential floodings.
Dadaab now holds three times the number of people for which it was planned. Mihecic says much of the money from the appeal will be used to get essential items in place, such as fuel, blankets, and plastic sheets, before flooding makes the roads impassable. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Tibet's exiled spiritual leader was greeted by thousands when he arrived in a remote Himalayan town in India near the border with Tibet. The Dalai Lama's visit has renewed tensions between India and China, which controls Tibet and also claims the border region where he's visiting. This is NPR News.